Welcome to the Unaffiliated Creatives Podcast, a show where independent artists can learn from other independent artists. My name is K.A. Everyday, and each week, I will be speaking with some of the most creative minds in the indie music space, trying to figure out what they have learned while navigating through the music industry without the support of major record labels. This podcast is brought to you by the good people over at King Neppy Studios and powered by Red Weasel Media. Thanks for tuning in to the Unaffiliated Creators Podcast. I'm your host, K.A. Everyday. It's your boy, K. Y'all know who I got with me today. I was going to let you introduce yourself, but I can bring you in if you want.
No, I had a little message pop up on the screen, but yo, what's good, people? What's good?
Yeah. What you already know don't need to be said. I got my man, P. Thief.
We in the building.
Yeah. So,
the building.
I want to get into this today, man. And I already kind of think I know where you're going to go with this one, man. But I didn't want to let this opportunity slip us by. I just really wanted to get your honest take on this. So, of course, I know by now, if you didn't see the Super Bowl halftime show, I'm pretty sure you've at least seen clips, highlights, or you've seen what a lot of people might have had an issue with the performance. Now, before I just go right in, and I'm probably one of the biggest Usher fans, and when I first started my music career, he was kind of the person that I was kind of emulating. He was like the standard. He was the guy that I was trying to, I don't know if you want to say be like, but that's the level that I was trying to get. Obviously, I'm nowhere close to Usher, but I digress. But I just wanted to let y'all know that that's where I was aiming for. And I do feel that the overall performance was really good. And it was a lot better than some of the other Super Bowl halftime shows that I've seen here in recent past. But with that being said, I wanted to ask you, we both married men, so we both pretty much in the same situation. I wanted to ask you, how did you feel about, I guess I'll call it the embrace that he did with Alicia Keys when they was performing the halftime show?
So it's funny you say that. Last night, that conversation came up, and my take on it was, wouldn't be me. My wife, on the other hand, felt as if, you know, they're entertainers. It's to be expected. It's far less than what you see in the movies that actresses and actors do. It's a performance. He didn't bleed through the skin. She got the check. She went home with Swizz. And obviously, they had to rehearse that. But in Vegas, in Usher's Vegas tenure in these last year or two, he's been pushing the limits of if you send your girl to an Usher concert or a Vegas show, it is to be expected that she is a prime candidate for him to do his show. And that is his show. So,
okay, so it's a part of the show.
That's the way it was communicated to me. Like I told you, I told my wife it wouldn't be me in that scenario. But my wife reiterated to me that my wife isn't Alicia Keys. And I don't have anything to worry about.
So here's my only issue with it. I get the whole, because I heard some people talking about this, and they was trying to equate it to, like, you know, when people do movies, you know, like, you kind of just brought it up, you know, when people are actors and they have to do a love scene. But my thing is, at some point, you can't put a price tag on the sanctity of marriage, and you do have the right to turn down roles, or you can say, look, I don't feel comfortable, I'm married, don't put me in a situation where I got to do a love scene, all right? So the whole thing about the Super Bowl halftime show that I didn't like was she's a married woman, and I just saw some stuff that Usher just got married. I think he got married like right after the show, or maybe like the next day, or even the same night. So he was in a serious relationship. He just got married. And I feel that both of them are creative enough that they could have figured out a way where they could have still placated towards each other. They still could have been like looking like they were singing the song to each other. They could have came up with way more creative ways to sell that song and still put on a show without him having to come up from behind her and grab her like he did. And I mean, because that's the kind of stuff that you do when you're in a relationship.
So let me chime in on this, right? So when was the Super Bowl? Super Bowl was Sunday. What was Sunday's date? The 11th?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So February 11th, this incident happened. It is now February 14th.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day, by the way, for all the lovers out there.
Yeah, for all the lovers out there. And we still talking about it. So to me, I think that they accomplished the goal. If we still talking about it 3 or 4 days later, I think mission accomplished. That's what the embrace was supposed to do, was to stir up the internet, to push up his tour. I wouldn't be surprised if she's going on tour eventually. So, you know, out of sight, out of mind now, you know, tip of mind, tip of tongue, here we go. So he's going on tour. This just boosts up ticket sales. That's all it is. Who is Usher going to embrace next? That is the question. That who is going to come to the show? Who is going to get pulled on stage? Who is the next embrace? Because if you think about it, let's be honest. Usher in Vegas, we didn't really talk about it. It's Usher. You know, he's trying to pick up the pieces. But the moment that the Keke Palmer incident happens, and then Mary J. Blige declines the embrace, right? Marsha Ambrosia steps up to the challenge. And all these women, now they're coming to the show to see if they're going to be the chosen one. So he figured that out. It's almost like TikTok. You keep testing, 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 and then something works, right? So that was his way of testing. Everybody wants to know who I'm going to pick up and embrace. And nobody's safe, not even Alicia Keys. On the biggest stage known to man, what is Usher going to do? He's going to go what knows that he's going to stick with what he knows that drives the data, that drives the internet. Who is Usher going to embrace? I think job well done. Like I said, it wouldn't be my wife, but my wife's not Alicia Keys, so I don't have nothing to worry about, as it was told to me from my wife. So I feel you. I understand. We're also in the music business, so you got to understand that too. And you got to understand that this man about to go on tour, and he figured out how to break the algorithm, and he broke it, and he's sticking to it.
So I understand he has a reputation to uphold because he is Mr. Don't Bring Your Girl Around Me. I mean, he basically coined that phrase, and that's probably going to be one of the main things that he's going to be known for the rest of his music career. And you did a good job of explaining their mindset. But again, I guess I kind of got to ask the question, and I guess we just throwing morality out of it at this point. But at some point, does something more valuable than money? Like, it's almost like we're willing to do anything as long as I'm getting a bag. Like, is your marriage more important than the money, or we're not worried about the marriage part about it or the sanctity of the marriage? It's just, hey,
an embrace is going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are doing anything they can now to trick the algorithm, right? So he figured it out. After he killed pretty much everybody in the R&B world in the 90s, early 2000s, he figured out a way to reinvent himself. In this new field of Chris Browns and, you know, Justin Bieber's, Usher is finding relevance again with an algorithm glitch, right? He embraces a woman. I go back to how many shows did Usher do before the Keke Palmer show that got major visibility? I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was in Vegas almost 6 months to a year before this thing kicked off. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, so
what show? All I'm asking is, what show from Usher in Vegas got the attention more than the Keke Palmer incident and the ones thereafter? And that, to me, is his team, his creative director, whoever is advising him from a data standpoint, is going, hey, yeah, you might have broke up their home and whatever, but obviously the home wasn't that stable. And we've already talked about this. If, you know, if my man was that, you know, broken about it, he should have known her history when he got with her, because that's how she dressed before she got with him. And that's how she was going to dress going to an Usher concert. So she wanted to go. She went to the Usher concert in Vegas as bait. But what she didn't realize, he figured it out. His team figured it out and was like, you're going to be more than bait. You're going to be clickbait. And we're going to break the algorithm with this dance, with this embrace. So then he was like, hey, somehow or another, that sent the internet spinning. Okay, let's do it again. Then there was a couple of, I think there were two or more. All of a sudden, everybody shifts to looking at his show, which is what his team wanted you to do. Matter of fact, I would tell you this. Had it not been for the Keke Palmer incident, he wouldn't have performed at the Super Bowl. Now, let's keep that. And so in true tradition, following, figuring out the algorithm, what was he going to do once he got, if it helped him get to the big stage, what is he going to do on the big stage? Exactly what got him to that stage. Am I making any sense here?
Yes, you're making a lot of sense. But this is the only, I guess this is my only thing with it. First of all, Usher is Usher. So let's stop acting like he's some, you know, obscure artist that ain't one of the, considered to be one of the biggest R&B artists ever. So he don't need all of the extra shenanigans. He's Usher.
No. That's what got him in Vegas. He is in Vegas because he is Usher, right? But let's look at all the other artists that go to Vegas. When do they go to Vegas? They normally go to Vegas when there is a decline in ticket sales, right? So I understand who Usher is, and he is legendary and a legend. But so is Britney Spears, so is Toni Braxton, and all these other people that go and do Vegas residencies. It is because their time has, you know, there's new artists on the horizon. The torch has been passed, and he's figured out a way to get to Vegas, but to revive his career. So it's almost like this. Britney Spears, she did her residency. She's legendary to her audience. But you didn't see her get invited to do the Super Bowl. Because she didn't have any tricks, tips, bells and whistles at her show that would warrant anybody really wanting to see that. Right? We have a younger generation, and the younger generation was keyed in on Usher, who is a legend, Keke Palmer, breaking up a happy home, even though Usher's intent was not to break up a happy home. He was putting on a performance. It just so happens that Keke Palmer's insecure significant other couldn't handle the fact that she went to the show as bait, and as bait, she was bent on. He jumped on it. And Usher used it to his advantage. And that advantage led him all the way to a Super Bowl performance. Now, I want to ask, during his height of his career, did he ever do a Super Bowl? Is this Usher's first Super Bowl?
So he's never legendary done a Super Bowl Usher before, but I would say that...
Why hasn't he done a Super Bowl? If he is legendary as he is, why has he not done a Super Bowl until now in the era of these embraces? That, understand, Keke Palmer comes and it's the talk of the town. Mary J. Blige comes And she curbs him because she wants no parts of it. Everybody else lines up. And we if you go on the internet and Google it, you can see it. TikTok, it's all there. But why now does he get a Super Bowl? I'm going to tell you why. Because during that, all that Keke Palmer, Usher, Mr. Steal Your Girl, I mean, you know, Better Not Leave Your Girl. Now, all of a sudden, he's top of mind, tip of tongue. Not that he's not legendary, but if he was legendary to the point to warrant a Super Bowl, he would have got a Super Bowl at the height of his career, but he didn't. But he's done enough to keep his name in people's mouth that someone said, someone, probably Jay-Z, who connects with the NFL to put these shows on, by the way, says, you know what? Usher would be a good candidate. Plus, he in the news right now. Come on, man. It's very easy. Out of all these other artists that are out here, Lil Baby, all these other artists, all these younger artists, all these female artists, Meg Thee Stallion, Cardi B, why Usher? Why Usher? Why not Cardi B? Why not Meg Thee Stallion? Why not all these other artists? Why Usher? Because it was going to warrant a response. And somebody, probably at that meeting, I'm not saying Jay-Z said, someone's like, hey, man, why don't y'all, you and Alicia Keys do the My Boo thing, and then you do the Usher thing, and then that's going to drive the internet crazy, and all the podcasts are going to be talking about it, because they got to feed us, too. They got to feed the podcast, right? So instead of being offended by it, my friend, you ought to be thankful. You ought to be thankful that Usher gave you some content.
I guess I should be thankful, but I'm just saying, as a married man, maybe my moral compass is too high. I'm sorry. And I don't want to come over like I'm preaching. But I guess I keep going back to the, and I get it. You know, you're doing things to break the algorithm, but at some point, is it worth it? Like, what are you willing to do?
So, what was the last movie you watched? What was the last movie you watched?
I can't even remember, to be honest with you.
I mean, what's your favorite movie? What's one of your favorite movies?
One of my favorite movies I think it's Bad Boys 2, the one where they got that long chase scene and all the cars are crashing down, they having to dodge all the cars.
Okay, all right. So all the cars are crashing, mm-hmm. right? Where's your morality when the cars are crashing? Are you feeling bad that they're crashing cars or people getting hurt or, you know, I mean, I'm just saying. So your morality doesn't come into play because it's just entertainment, right?
Yeah, but
that same thing.
Yeah,
it is entertainment.
Yes,
no different than a car chase in Fast and Furious 10. It is strictly entertainment. She went home to Swiss Beats. He went and got married in Vegas somewhere, and we all live to get the content after the fact. So, I mean, and as far as her being a married woman, if Swiss really had a problem with it, he would have voiced his opinion. Obviously, he went to the rehearsals. Their kids went to the rehearsals. And he was cool with it. I mean, he just bought her I don't know whether he bought her or she bought him. I think he bought her the Virgil mm-hmm. Maybach. Hey, bruh. I think he's pretty comfortable.
I'm glad you brought that up because I think you kind of making my point. And all I'm saying is, yes, Swiss Beats came out and said he didn't have a problem with it. But I'm starting to feel that a lot of people don't have a problem with it is because, hey, we pretty much willing to do whatever it takes because at the end of the day, we just trying to get the bag. And that's what I'm trying to say. At what point do you value the sanctity of the marriage over, hey, I'm just going to try to do everything I can to try to make as much money as I can?
I mean, it's just entertainment.
Yeah, but see, okay, so you keep saying that, but my whole point about the entertainment thing is, it's talented. I mean, you saw all the stuff that Usher was doing before that even the part where him and Alicia Keys even came together. Usher is way talented enough that they could have put together some kind of choreograph or whatever you want to call it that didn't require him to come up from behind her. And I'm not trying to be graphic, because I know some kids probably listen to this podcast, but we just going to keep it real. And I ain't going to need cuts. Dog, the way he embraced her, his man, well, you know what I'm talking about, had to be up on her. There was no gap in between his body and her body. And that how he was holding her is how you hold your wife.
So look. Okay. Is it Alicia Keys or is it everybody?
So what now?
Because I'm saying, is it the fact that it was Alicia Keys or is it everybody? Because Usher, every time he does a show, he pulls a woman on stage. So are you saying from, and you are an R&B artist. So I understand that if that's part of the show, if you go to a concert and Usher or any artist, R&B singer, pulls a woman on stage and he embraces her in the same manner. Matter of fact, if you were at the front row at Usher's concert and he grabbed your wife.
Well, hold on, I'm going to stop you right there. First of all, he ain't grabbing my wife.
Okay, I'm saying you in the front row. If he put his hands out, do you think she going to go on stage?
No.
You think that your wife is going to tell Usher to get lost?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Because we value the sanctity of marriage. Okay, so let's rewind back a little bit. I can't remember every female that Usher has put into this situation. But I guess the reason why I didn't have a problem with a lot of the other ones is because, to my knowledge, I just assumed that a lot of those women weren't married. See,
Marsha Ambrosia, married.
Okay, well, and again, I don't remember in the context of how the two are interacting with each other. Because you could kind of grab somebody's hand, and it's like space in between you and the person, like y'all almost waltzing. Nah. That's one thing. He came up from behind Alicia Keys and gave her like the bedhug snug, like he was trying to keep her warm in the winter.
Bruh, okay, so let's do our homework here. Go back to the 90s, Usher concerts, because Usher, matter of fact, when we lived on 31st and Debris, you had a whole Usher concert on DVD.
But back then, Usher wasn't married. Usher wasn't married, and I'm pretty sure that the women that, if he was bringing women on stage, I'm pretty sure those women weren't married.
How do you know that he knew that the women weren't?
Okay, so that's on them. But I'm saying in this particular instance that we're talking about as far as Alicia Keys, he knows that she's married. He knows
knew
who
Kiki
she's married
Palmer
to.
Has somebody.
And he, you might as well say, was married or was got married like an hour after the show was over. So.
And you know what? Once he got married, him and his old lady gonna go spend that check wherever they want to in the world.
But that's what I'm saying. So is it all about, hey, it don't matter what we do, as long as at the end of the day, it's all about just getting the bag?
Hey, man, it's Usher.
I mean, that's one of the Usher. Don't leave your girl around me. What they say? True player for real. But let's, okay. Matter of fact, now I wish I would have did this before we came on here and did this, but I was just so amped up about this. I didn't want to talk to you about it. Maybe you remember. Let's think about the My Boo video for a minute. And I know it was a little different because back then Alicia Keys wasn't married. He wasn't married and they were both younger. But if my memory serves me correctly, I don't even think he was up on her like that in the music video. And that would have been the perfect time to, because what the song is talking about, oh, you my boo and all this, they was doing more of a stage, theatrical dance in the video more than what they did at the Super Bowl. And they both married. So explain that one to me.
I mean, maybe at that point in time, they were just getting to know each other and the labels put them together. Now, 20 years later, they've made a bunch of money together behind the song. And they, you know, they kept in contact and great friends and probably invited over to dinner. They probably, would you be surprised if they sat down and thought, would you be surprised if Usher had dinner with them and was like, look, we do this My Boo song. And I don't want the same thing to happen that happened with Kiki Palmer. But you know everybody talking about me dancing with women. I need to do that same thing with Alicia. And I just want to make sure that you're good with it. Swizz probably told him, like, yo, go ahead. He probably already got the permission beforehand. Right? But at the end of the day, Alicia was like, okay, it's just entertainment. And I'm sure she's probably done shows where before she was married or whatever, that she might have had danced with some dancers on stage. It's no different than her dancing with her dancers, right? Like, so to me, you know, as long as he got permission and there was a check involved, I mean, now, what's going to sound crazy is, as long as it ain't my wife, I'm good with it.
But that's why I want to see, but you keep saying that, but we both married, and so you basically said, hey,
neither
bro,
one
okay.
of us are Usher
it's,
or Swizz.
It's okay if neither you, if you, you know, you come up from behind her and, you know, she's going to be feeling you and all that, but it don't matter as long as we get in that bag, right? Man, come on, man. Like, let's.
I don't have to worry about that because my wife would never do that, right? My wife's not Alicia Keys, nor does she desire.
Okay. So let's play this out because you keep saying that. And she, okay, your wife is not an R&B singer. But let's say for the sake of this argument, let's just, for hypothetical reasons, let's say she was. Let's say your wife was an artist. Y'all are married. It's the same situation.
Okay, so, but here's the thing, right? If I had married an R&B singer, I have to understand what comes with the territory. It's no different than me being a producer
when I was younger. Okay.
Hold on, I got you. That my wife had to take on the fact that, oh, I'm in the studio at night. I do R&B. There's a lot of R&B female singers that come through. Blah, blah, blah. Do you trust me or you don't trust me? It's one of the two, right? So, you know, but in the fact that if I had married an R&B singer, I would understand that she got to perform on stage. She might have to, you know, like Janet Jackson, she might have to have one of her male dancers sliding up all on her to with the choreography. That comes with the territory. Long as she ain't out there like some of these other female artists with her bikini and her butt, booty hanging all out. I mean, laws is done tastefully. I don't see a problem with it, but at the same time, I knew that I might not have wanted to be in that position, so I didn't marry an R&B singer.
Okay.
But had I done it, I would have had to have been able to be comfortable enough to deal with what comes with that.
Okay, so I'm going to make these two points. We're going to get out of here because I don't want to make it seem like I'm beating a dead horse, but I know your wife enough to know that even if she was an R&B singer, out of the respect that she has for you and y'all marriage, she would not sign up or put herself in a situation, even if she was performing with a guy, that she would do something that she felt that would violate the marriage or would come across as a violation to the average guy. Even if you in or are not in the entertainment field, she would not put you in that situation. And your thing with the studio, you can be doing a song or producing or making music for a female artist. That don't mean that you got to touch them, embrace them, or any of that stuff. So I didn't have a problem if they would have danced on stage, but my personal opinion, what he did when he came up from behind her and basically like bear hugged her and like pushed up on her, that's not dancing. And you look, only do that kind of stuff with somebody that you basically in an intimate situation with.
Look, let me tell you something. Have you seen the memes behind this? Have you seen the McDonald's meme with them two?
No, I seen the thing people talking about. I couldn't be Swizz Beatz because if I was Swizz Beatz, he would have got knocked out or something like that.
No. Because let's think about it. I mean, take Usher out of the picture. There's probably more men that are in that situation right now and just don't know about it. How many women go to work and got work husbands that most men thinking that they got a respectable marriage and she... Somebody at work pressed up on her just like Usher was on Alicia Keys, and then you thinking you got a respectable situation, but you really don't know. I'm just saying, plenty of men are in that situation and don't know about it because somebody at work is ushering they lady, whether she on the fry station or why she in her cubicle or in the mop car.
All right, man, so I'm going to give a round of applause for all the work husbands out there that's keeping everybody's wife happy while they're at work, man. I had to give y'all a round of applause.
You know what I'm saying? Even though they don't get a lot of recognition on today, which is Valentine's Day. Shout out to all the work husbands out there.
Because
there's a lot of them. And they do a great service. You know what I'm saying? They either keep her ready to go for when she get home, or they make sure they take care of things before she get home. Whichever position that work husband is in, we salute you, man. You know what I'm saying? And I just hope and pray that I never find you in my case. So, you know, that is that one. But, hey, man.
On Valentine's Day to all the work husbands, man.
Happy Valentine's Day to all of them.
Happy Valentine's Day. We salute for all y'all hard work and your hard service, all the countless hours you putting in to make all the wives out there happy.
Yeah, to spin her imagination all the way around. Hey.
To all the,
he's got a job, too.
Countless lunches that you didn't spend money on and all of
that. Yeah, that you didn't pay for that you didn't even know about. And she hugged up in the corner at the pizza joint going, my boo. She's singing Usher's song.
Woo!
These are my confessions.
Uh-oh. So speaking of that, man, that's kind of how I wish he would have started. I knew it would have took too long for it to set it up because she only had like 13 minutes. Man, I wish he would have recreated the first confessions with the slow one that you were just singing. And when, you know, it was kind of like that movie vibe, and then he would have transitioned into the actual. Oh my God, that thing would have been crazy. But hey, he only had 13 minutes. So.
13 minutes, man. But I think we've driven the facts home on this one, man. But yeah, shout out to the work husbands out there for all that you do.
Hey, and I do want to just end on this, man, because I might be sparing somebody some heartache, some pain. I might be saving a relationship today. And I want the guys to really take a deep look within themselves when they think about this question I'm about to pose to all the guys out there. If you were the woman and you had the Usher show, you don't say nothing to her ahead of time, and Usher stick his hand out, and if your woman is willing to go up there and parade around Usher right in front of you, you might want to second guess what kind of woman you got, man. I'm just saying, especially if you married. If you married and Usher stick his hand out and your wife just happily go up there, Usher all embracing her from behind and all that, looking at you while he dancing with your woman. Hey, man.
Okay. So I'm going to end it on this note. For all the brothers out there that got their girl working at the fry station, if she come home singing Usher Confessions, man, you might have something to worry about. I'm just letting you know. She come home singing Confessions, humming Confessions, and she, you know, because you never know, man. You know, you when it comes to stuff like that, you know, you got to shout out the work husband. Because, you know, for all those brothers that don't know they're in that situation, well, you should know if she working at McDonald's. But,
McDonald's workers out there on the fry station. We salute.
Yeah, she on the fry station, bro. Yeah, you know, to the other man out there, she's vulnerable. She's, you know, there's no stable relationship if your shorty out there shaking the fries. You're not stable, bro.
Hey, look, man.
Your program, it is false in the program.
My homeboy being nice, basically what he's trying to tell y'all fellas, if your girl out there working the fry station at McDonald's and you know who pull up in the big body Benz, your girl ain't your girl no more, is basically what he's saying.
But that is the real situation, right? So Swizz got a lot of money. So and Usher got a lot of money. But if we are all vulnerable if we don't compete. Right? So you got to compete at the highest level to maintain what you got. And if your shorty is out there in a vulnerable position, Mr. Steal Your Girl or Mr. Don't Bring Your Girl Around Me has ample room at their shows to pull your girl on stage and flip your world upside down. Because if she had, let me tell you something, and I'm gonna wrap this up. If she works at the fry station and she scrounges up enough money to go and get a ticket to the Usher concert, and Usher just so happens to pull her on stage, you done, homie. You got problems. Shout out to the work husbands. I'm done.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all taking time to tune into the podcast today. Y'all be good and stay safe. Thanks for joining us this week at the Unaffiliated Creators Podcast, the indie artist safe place. If you enjoyed this podcast, You can go subscribe wherever podcasts are streamed so you will never miss a show. If you found value in this podcast, please give us a rating or just simply tell a friend about us. I want to give a big thanks to our sponsors at King Nephew Studios, and I hope you tune in next week. Until then, be good and stay safe.